For example, PID 30 clear today's date is 07/24/2025, dictation is 4. Mr. Thomas Bursch, Bursch spells B-E-R-S-C-H, Thomas spells T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 02/21/1958. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient said he was recently here with a rash on his penis, had some tests done, and he stated that his initial test was negative for a GC chlamydia, syphilis, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, but was not tested for HSV. He said he's here for the results of the HSV test, which was done recently, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports a cough, says cough is rattling, productive of green, sometimes clear sputum. Also reports discomfort in his throat. Next line. He reports runny nose. Next line. He continues complain of pain under rash on his glans, penis, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication, allergies, reviewed and complete last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs, correction, mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status 94% at room air, blood pressure is 137 over 82, pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, patient goes into a cough fit with deep breath, mild and diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, HENT, nasal discharge, nasal congestion. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, this paragraph, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, emboli, period. Next paragraph, penis, erythematous macules present on glands, penis, no ulcers are no longer present, no vesicles, emboli, period. No discharge, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is herpes simplex 2. Assessment number two is acute bronchitis. Number three, acute cough. Number four, acute rhinitis. Number five, sore throat. Number six, pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph. Labs are reviewed with patients. Labs reveal HSV. Two, IgG is reactive for 3.4 versus normal at 1.09. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on this condition. He was strongly encouraged to manage stress, as stress could cause an increase of outbreak frequency, period. A review of labs revealed testosterone test was not performed. The lab reported that sample was in the incorrect vial. Sample was in a serum separated vial when it should not have been, period. Next paragraph. Patient was advised to continue acyclovir cream. Even though he's out of window, he insists on receiving some pills. Acyclovir, he says he's concerned. He wants to get this stuff taken care of fast because of concerns about his marriage, period. He was given a prescription of acyclovir at 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now then 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, day 1, 5 PO, day 2, 4 PO, day 3, 3 PO, day 4, 2 PO, day 5, 1 PO, for a total of 15. Using advice to increase fluids to combat the clinic is worse. Strongly encouraged to use protection for coitus. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.